fight, flight, freeze is the immediate response which they find themselves taking, even though logic has told them the event you're trying to do fight, flight, freeze to protect yourself from was in the past, and it's held in a part of the brain, the logical part of the brain. There's a disconnection. The body is hijacked and goes into a response. So, although I'm talking about this at the level of trauma, I need you to recognize that at the lower levels of stress, tension, anxiety over everyday situations, your brain is hijacking your body and you're going into fight, flight, freeze. And one of the self-soothing patterns of behavior are the addictions, porn viewing, or whatever it is, because you want to feel better, you want to get back into homeostasis. As the fight, flight, freeze system takes over in its effort to maintain safety and survival, she clicks into a reactive state and loses access to the higher brain functions. She becomes unable to distinguish her kind boss from her abusive father. Young people who are abused or traumatized in childhood discover somewhere along the way that addictive substances or the porn viewing behaviors, binging and purging, actually help them manage their emotions and helps them manage stress, tension, trauma, even at the level of post-traumatic stress disorder symptoms. Porn, sex, love addiction is not about porn, sex, or the love. It's about finding a way to manage emotions by getting those potent chemicals into the body. So these substances or behaviors may help them feel more optimistic and energetic and less anxious, at least for a short while. Maybe their addiction helps them sleep, keeps nightmares at bay, or may help them survive the time they have to remain in the household to get through the danger. The addiction brings temporary relief, but there's always a kickback at some point. Guilt, shame, regret. And as those build up, the individual wants to go back in and self-soothe to manage the guilt, the shame. Can you see the cyclical pattern that they are on? Here's another article. Why is porn so addictive? Porn is addictive for the same reason that many drugs are addictive. There's a neuroscientist, Dr. William Struthers, who explains how the brain reacts to viewing pornography repeatedly. As men fall deeply and deeper into the mental habit of fixating on these images, I do have to jump in there and say, as the men and the women and the children, the exposure to them creates the neural pathways. You've opened up this new pathway with the first viewing, and with the second viewing, and with the third viewing, just like going down a virgin path, coming off the path, going onto the grass, but lots of people keep carrying on going through the grass. You're now creating this new path as you groove out. That's what's going on in the brain when we talk about the neural pathway. So like a path created in the woods, with each successive hiker, so do the neural pathways set the course for the next time an erotic image is viewed. Over time, these neural pathways become wider as they are repeatedly traveled and used, and each exposure to pornography extends the path, digs out a deeper groove. So they become the automatic pathway that you're going to use each time you experience particular negative feelings. The neural circuitry anchors the process, sets it up solidly in the brain, and it keeps on entrenching it with each repeated use. Each lingering stare, each returning to the porn images, deepens the Grand Canyon-like gorge in the brain. In an interview with Dr. Struthers, he explains what hormones and neurotransmitters are involved when there is a use of porn. Testosterone. And this is a gonadal hormone produced in the testes, and it's involved in many processes in the body, and one of them is the male sex drive. Testosterone drives a man's interest in sex, mentally fantasizing triggers a reflective response in the body to release testosterone. And the more the person does that, the more they feel a wave of testosterone which continues to build in the body. And men experience this as an intensive and increasingly growing stronger desire for sexual release. This wave of testosterone will occur if a man is thinking about or interacting with his wife, but it also happens when a man is staring at other women or a pornographic image. Let's then look at norepinephrine. And norepinephrine in the brain's, it's the brain's version of adrenaline. Unlike adrenaline, it's not a hormone circulating through the body, but like adrenaline, it is responsible for making us alert. It's the neurotransmitter that is responsible for helping us to wake up and fall asleep, help us to stay alert and awake at work or in class. But during sexual arousal, such as watching porn, it actually alerts the brain something is about to happen and we need to get ready for it. It ramps up the brain's activity. That's what it does. Let's look at serotonin. Serotonin is a neurotransmitter tied to mood. So low serotonin levels can lead to someone struggling with depression. While not specifically linked or tied to sex, when sexual arousal happens, serotonin is released in small packets in the brain, elevating someone's overall sense of excitement and enjoyment. Dopamine. The brain's wired in such a way that it wants to remember where our natural desires were satisfied. For instance, when you're thirsty, you know how to go find water or a drink. And the brain's wired to place significance on the place where we found the fix, the thing that gave us the pleasure, the enjoyment, so that you can return to that place again. So dopamine is the drive-related neurotransmitter that accomplishes this mental focus for us. When we have a natural craving, small packets of dopamine surge from the region known as the mesencephalon into our limbic system, which is part of the brain responsible for emotion and learning. Because dopamine is about focus and significance, when we have a dopamine surge, the sense we feel is, I have got to have this in my body. I've got to do it again. This is what I need right now. And here's where I get it. Dopamine is not sexually specific. It's not just secreted in sex. You're going to get a dopamine high from a deep belly laugh joke. You're going to get a dopamine fix from a bungee jump, from parachute jump, fairground ride. But this also is released during sexual pleasure experience. Dopamine is the way your brain remembers that sexual craving. so that you can go back and try and replicate the behavior to get the dopamine in your body again.